Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, fourth and final hour, Felger and Maserati here on a Friday, which is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. We are brought to you as a presenting sponsor by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, FM dial in Boston, and the simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. If you're watching on the simulcast, you miss Murray's top of the hour update, where I think he just dropped a whopper.
Mm-hmm.
So let's discuss. Let's reset that breaking report, Murray, out of San Francisco.
All right, so from Sterling Bennett, no blue check mark, but Sterling Bennett.
I prefer a brown check. So this is a brown check mark.
It sounds like a brown check mark, but does says he's a network coordinator and producer at 95.7 The Game, host of the 49ers Access podcast. So, you know.
Oh, he's a talk radio guy.
Yeah.
All right, this is gold.
Be fact, then.
Go ahead.
You can't believe it. Niners. So he tweeted, this is 7 hours ago. Someone put me on this a little while ago.
Also, this has been out there for 7 effing hours?
Apparently. Matthew Stafford is on his way to the 49ers in the next day or so. Sounds like a handful of day two picks from 2021 and 2022 per Vincent Frank NFL. Okay. He also says, one source told me the Niners have been actively shopping Jimmy Garoppolo, but no one is biting. He's expected to be released.
Okay. So I'm just making sure I get the right guy. Sterling Bennett?
Yes. It's at 49ers underscore access.
Okay. This guy's got like 900 followers. He looks like he's 12 years old. But I'm in. I'm in. If Jimmy G's on the market, I'm in. If that's what he's telling me, I'm all for it.
Does it make sense to you that Stafford would only go for day two picks and that Garoppolo would have no market and be released?
No. Well, the first part, yes. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, day two picks. I'm sorry. I was thinking second rounders.
Well, no, that is second round.
Okay, right. So, yes, I would say yes. I don't think Stafford gets a first rounder either. I think that that's a little high given, given some of his injury history too. He's got a back issue. So the Garoppolo being released part doesn't feel right, although I don't know the contractual ramifications. Like, is there an upcoming date that they have to exercise an option by to,
yes.
You know,
I say that without having the facts, as usual, to back me up, but I believe so. You just keep talking.
Okay, so look, if there's a financial component to it, then releasing him is definitely in play because everybody would know that. And but so...
Let me jump in, though, Mass, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It's so routine for a team, if you're not Deshaun Watson, right? But for the vast majority of players that teams are looking to trade... Once that gets out that a team's looking to trade a guy, a lot of times it ends up being a release because every team looks at it and says, why am I going to trade you anything? Because you're going to have to release him here when we all say no to your trade. And that happens just routinely. It happens so often where, you know, it looks like one thing and then it's a release because the trades never come through. And I'm just looking at this here, Maz. Yeah, and his contract. So, no, there is no 2021 guarantee. The guarantees ended in 2020. There was... I knew there was something like this, but it was for last year. $16 million of his 2020 salary guaranteed last April 1st. So starting this year, there is no more, you know, guarantees like that or bonuses due like that. So, but anyway, we started talking about this yesterday. I don't think there's a market for Jared Goff. I think the market for Matt Stafford, I wouldn't give up a first round pick. And if there's not a big market for Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff, I don't think there's a big market for Jimmy Garoppolo and even Chicago that you keep bringing up. Like, I think you can get away with all of these guys, except for Deshaun Watson. The rest of them, you're talking second, third round picks at most. And I'll add Matt Ryan onto that. I don't think there's first-round pick considerations for any of these guys other than Deshaun Watson.
Okay, and so that might be right. Again, I'll grant that part of it. My concern's more in the competition the Patriots would face. So, in other words, if Garoppolo gets released, okay, aren't the other teams going to be interested in him because he's cheap?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope, he's cheap. But he's also injury-prone, and a lot of people think he's not very good. So, I mean, how many teams think he's really good?
Yeah, see, I think it's the opposite. I think that free agency might be a tougher way to get him because I think now the price comes down and more people are going to be interested. It's, you know...
Okay, and I'm sorry to cut you off again, but turns out Marcus Mariota got paid and Andy Dalton got paid. And, you know, some of these guys that we think can't play, they actually did kind of well for themselves.
Yeah.
What did Winston get, too? I think
he only got like $1 million, though. He didn't get much.
Exactly, but Mariota got like seven, I think.
He did. Yeah, he got seven. And so, now look, again, Garoppolo, I think, is ultimately going to make his decision based on the opportunity. I just worry that if he ends up getting out there and the Patriots try to play it the Patriots way and someone offers him $7 million, you know, and they think, well, we're not going to pay more than four. We're going to play that stupid game again? I always like the idea of a trade because it gives you control to go get him, right? And, especially if it wasn't going to be a first rounder. But, look, at the end of the day, if he's on the market, I'm happy. Okay, I'm happy. The only thing I'm worried about is the competition out there because I think a lot of teams are looking for QBs, and the team that keeps worrying me more than any is Indy. Indy's got a good team. They need a functional quarterback. They got a coach that has a clue. That one worries me. And I've said Chicago with Garoppolo just because of his roots there. But if I were the Patriots, the one that would scare me is Frank Reich.
That sounds informed.
No, it doesn't. I'm not. I'm just talking out my ass, Murray.
Okay.
No, this one's entirely 100% out my ass.
But Maz, hey, Stu, do we have what his Apple Watch sounds like when it goes off? We got this, didn't we? We have a so that's when we'll know it's informed, when Maz's Apple Watch is buzzing.
We played the song at my wedding.
So
I'm not kidding. That's actually a version of this. I'll get you the real one.
Again, thanks to Corey Passatore, accordion champion, for the accompaniment. As usual, I think you're overrating Garoppolo. I don't think he has a market. I don't think there's – I think here makes sense because, you know, of his relationship with Belichick and his familiarity with the system. I don't think there's a clamoring in Chicago, even though he was born there, like, maybe 2 years ago. But I don't know. I'd be stunned if there were Bear fans there saying, yeah, give us Garoppolo. Like, I don't think – as you mentioned, like, I think the time on Garoppolo has kind of passed. And I think he can play. I like him. And I like him here. I'm just telling you, in terms of him being a commodity across the league, I don't think it's there.
Look, I hope you're right. I mean, I hope you're right. Believe me, that would increase the chances of him coming here. And I think that that is the best fit for them. Okay? The best fit. And I think that in a lot of ways, it's the best fit for him. Now, I at the end of the day, I couldn't tell you what he wants. But the idea of bringing him here... Mike, tell me they don't want that. Tell me Belichick doesn't drool at the prospect of bringing him back, sticking it down everybody's throat, including Kraft's, by the way, and saying, see, now we get him back, we're going to be fine. And on top of it all, it's not going to cost him a lot?
I mean, I hope that's all true.
I mean, that's if you're Belichick, that you've done well to land on your feet with him, all things considered.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I don't know how Bill feels. I'd like to think he feels this way. And it'd be great for us, and I think good for the team, and all of it. I can't guarantee that Bill actually does feel that way. I mean, maybe it feels the way that you've been talking about here the last couple of days, that we had our window with him, we had our time with him, and now it's over. He's a different guy, and we've moved on, he moved on, and the timing is no longer right. You know, I mean, that's possible too. But, you know, if the price is right, then certainly and you know what, I think the price is going to be right on Garoppolo no matter what happens because I think the market's not there. And I think if you have to trade for him, it's going to be something lower than you're expecting. Fourth round pick, something like that. And his contract, which is $25 million, when they get here, they'll restructure that puppy. You can rip that up. There's no guarantees left. So they can get him here, get that contract, and then rip it up and make it look like whatever they want it to look like with all their bells and whistles and all their protections and all of that. And they'll get... I think if Garoppolo's available, they get him for a good price, a much better price than anyone expects.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
So this is a brown check mark, though, man. This is from a guy with 900 followers.
He does look like a kid, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Babyface Sterling Bennett. I'm going with babyface.
This is like, are you sure this isn't my 9-year-old on TikTok? This report. So this is like some 13-year-old with 900 followers who did it, who tweeted 7 hours ago, and we just broke it. Well, what the hell? We'll go with it.
Good enough for me.
Yes.
He does look like a kid that bags your groceries.
Seriously, yeah. Doesn't he? I think he's even got acne.
Mr. Felger, Matthew Stafford's on his way to the Niners in a day or so, and a source told me the Niners are shopping Jimmy G, but no one's biting.
Okay. We're running with it.
We got to get Tucker to reach out to this guy and validate him.
Your thoughts right after this. Hey, everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Ever wonder where Felger and Maz get all their inside information?
I heard from a guy at a cocktail party.
Always relying on their credible sources. Felger and Maz, the show to come to when sports news breaks.
Oh!
You know, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think, puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Tom's the GOAT, and right now we're headed to the Super Bowl, and he's probably the biggest reason we are where we are.
He's going back to the Super Bowl. It was important for him to do it without Belichick. I don't care how stacked the Bucks were. He just did it. I stand down. He is the GOAT and the boat and everything else.
Bill crapped his pants. Brady's in the dance with the Bucks. Winning with the Bucks. Watch him win it with the Bucks. He's winning with the Bucks. Watch him win it with the Bucks. Brady's winning with the Bucks. Watch him win it with the Bucks.
Gene Deckerhoff.
Brady's winning with the Bucks. Watch him win it with the Bucks. Fire the cannon.
Oh, and here's a message for those of you still on Team Bill.
A blah, blah, a blah, blah.
Tom won. Hashtag right side of history. That's our quarterback.
Okay, all Murray's great production from the week. It's a replay here on Agenda Free Friday. Back to your phones on everything. It is Agenda Free. Steve in Boston, go.
Hey, guys, happy Friday. Hear me out on this one. A little analogy. I think Brady did truly leave to some respects because of the fact that the team just didn't have the talent to put around him for him to win another championship. So he went to a small market. The analogy is there's another player that played 18 years here that had to go to another market, another franchise, Raymond Bourque, to win a Stanley Cup.
Okay, Steven, horrible analogy. Love you, mean it. Thank you for the call. Not the right analogy. Bourque had to leave to win because he couldn't win here because
he had zero.
They had zero. They really wouldn't surround him. They really wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it for 20 years. And I'm not even sure how badly he wanted to keep playing. He just wanted to win. And he played as long as it took to win, and then he walked away. Brady's won. He didn't need to leave to win. He left because he wanted to keep playing, and he wanted to keep playing more on his terms. And they weren't going to give him those terms, so that's why he left. Paul in Maine. Go, Paul.
Yeah, hey, guys. So, quickly, if you were an NFL player, which coach would make you want to stab yourself in the ear first? Dan Campbell or Nick Sirianni? Jesus. But, guys, Bill Belichick is hiding in the Bahamas right now, resting the stiff neck he got from looking up at the Bills and the Dolphins. He's dodging the inevitable life without Brady questions and blowing stop bubbles on the Senior Bowl. So, guys, I've got to ask, has Belichick won his last divisional title?
So it's possible. I mean, I think the Bills are good. I think that quarterback's good. I don't think they're going anywhere. And Miami's just getting better. I still don't believe that Deshaun Watson wants to go to the Jets. Like, I just can't wrap my head around someone wanting to go to the Jets, someone like that. But if they get him, I mean, look out. You're porked. So, I mean, I don't know if you're porked, but Bill's got to string together a series of really shrewd, deft personnel moves. And it's hard to do it on a boat in the Caribbean, I think. So it's not like he's putting everything into it so far, I can tell you that much. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good.
Tell me who the quarterback is, and I'll tell you who, whether he's won his last division or not.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, then they're in it. They're in it. I mean, if he gets a quarterback, he's not going to just half-ass it with the rest of the roster. I can't imagine. So, but the quarterback thing is obviously central to the whole thing. So if they get themselves a decent quarterback, they're in it.
Eddie in Framingham on the Celts. Go, Eddie.
I know it. So the Celtics, right? So why they stroke the ego of Smart? I mean, I'm not sure if you keep going with that, but Smart is the last of the KG mojo, if you will. And, you know, from the championship in 07, we he learned from Rondo and Bradley in practice. So I think take the shot.
Okay.
Trey Brown for Bradley.
Okay, Eddie, I'm just going to stop you. When the Celtics won that championship in 2008, I'm going to guess Marcus Smart was
14,
16. What's he talking about?
I don't know.
He was 14. Yeah, he was March 6, 1994 is when he was born. So he was not part of that championship team.
Wait, he wasn't part of the KG Mafia?
No. In fact, I correct me if I'm wrong, he never even came close to playing with Kevin Garnett, did he? Were they ever on the same roster?
No,
they couldn't have been.
He was in junior high when he was here. What's the guy talking about? Okay, is he talking about, like, Marcus Smart carries himself with that? He's got the dog in him, you know, and so, like, he's got that mentality is what I mean to say, and so he's a delineation of Kevin Garnett with that mentality. Yes, I think that's the strength of Marcus Smart, his competitiveness. Yep, absolutely. But he thinks he's better than he is, and he shoots too much. And he's kind of unstable, if you will, emotionally off the floor. And, there's a lot of times where he's more trouble than he's worth, as we were discussing earlier. So that's the bottom line on Marcus Smart.
You want some updated Stafford scoop?
Please, yes. And how old's this kid?
No, this is real. This is Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, blue check mark, just
okay.
4 minutes ago.
From an actual adult. Go.
Sources, Matthew Stafford considers the Rams a viable contender in his trade market with the Lions. While it's unclear what the Rams can do with Jared Goff's long-term deal on the books, they've explored the possibilities with Stafford.
This is getting good. This could be, look, I told you, I don't think it's going to be 18 teams with new quarterbacks, but I think we're going to see something like we have never seen before at the quarterback position.
Have the button ready, Jimmy, because this morning there was like rumbles like something was going to happen with Stafford today. Did Orlovsky say something, or there was some like chatter, just like it's coming to a four. Something might happen today on Stafford, today.
For teams that are around and involved, not for teams that, you know, the head guy is on the beach having a margarita.
Well, again, I mean, I'm sure Bill has cell service wherever he's at, but
Well, we know Linda does.
Well, this is true. Can we get Nike on the horn? Tony in Maine. Go ahead, Tony. You're up next with Felger and Maz.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I saw this on Skip and Shannon either yesterday or this morning. If Brady beats Mahomes, is it possible for Mahomes to catch Brady in the GOAT debate?
Okay, there you go, Maz. There's that term for you.
Oh, jeez.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, so it's 7-1. Can Mahomes catch him?
Yes, the answer is yes. Mahomes has to play for 25 years.
Yeah, I would say he's got a long way to go. Yeah. He's
got
literally
20...
back at ground zero.
No, I mean, seriously. I mean, but why we...
I'm not even entertaining.
Yeah, come yell at my headstone in 25 years.
Seriously. I mean, why the need to do this? It's just so silly. If Mahomes wins 4 championships at any point in time, or is in that 5-6 range in 20 years, then we can start talking about it. Until then, it doesn't compare. If he wins 4 in 6 years... I'll even allow it. If he has a run like that, if he wins 4 championships in the next 6-7 years, fine. Okay, but get back. But don't. Not, it's not going to. No. 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 No.
Yeah, Felga, I think it's already over. He's not going to catch the GOAT.
Oh God. Fitzy in Uxbridge has a Bruins sock. Go ahead, Fitzy. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, I got a message for the Bruins in Nesson. I cut the cord on cable years ago, and I'm done chasing them for their products. I'm not going to lower myself to inferior options like FUBU or go back to my cable provider to watch Bruins games. They need to figure this out.
So they're still not on that YouTube TV and, like, what else?
Yeah, they got booted off YouTube TV. I originally moved on to PlayStation View, but, of course, that fell apart, but they got booted off that. I chased them to YouTube TV. Now they're off that. Now, I know Google and YouTube are most of the problem here where they're not negotiating with Nesson, but they need to give me an option.
Well, hold on. I mean, how about – of course they're negotiating with Nesson. Are Celtics games on those streaming platforms?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm no an old idea. Schooler on this one.
Same. I pay for cable.
Me
and
too.
FUBU, like the sportswear company?
Yeah, well,
like,
what is FUBU?
I mean, you're asking me? Like, I have zero – please, like, give me a break with this crap. I'm just trying to play it out here a little bit. It seems to me like the Bruins and Nesson are the one entity that aren't on these things, so it leads me to believe it's the Bruins and Nesson that are the problem, not anything else, that they're the ones driving a hard bargain or they're the ones that are being cheap or whatever. If everyone else is on it but the Bruins aren't, you tell me who's the problem, the Bruins or everybody else.
I think it was a Nesson thing, wasn't it?
Well, that's the Bruins.
Well, no, I know that, but technically, I'm saying that could we have the same issue with the Red Sox? Is that going to happen this year, too?
I don't know.
The Red Sox aren't going to be streaming?
The streaming stuff, all the stuff you have to do on your own time. Unless you're 9 years old with a TikTok account and 12 followers, and if you tweet something on Jimmy G, we're in. We're going to run with it. Here's the very latest on that with Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at ApexEntertainment.com.
Oh,
Felger and Mask.
Oh, that would knock me in the gut.
98.5.
That is a big-ass number.
The Sports Hub.
I'm sorry, hold on, wait a minute. Stu, do we have a phone checking in from somewhere?
My phone checks in at 2:14 Eastern Standard Time. He's in Caribbean.
You know when Stu's phone starts buzzing that he's gonna have a scoop. Like just where are Bill and Linda? It seems like they flew the coop. They ain't down in Alabama or even in Foxborough. No, it's time for a vacation in a place like Barbados. Boobs out at the beach. Boobs out at the beach. Bill should be scouting, looking and browsing for the next Jimmy G. There was no plan after Tom Brady. Now he's off winning in Tampa Bay. Bill's too busy floating, drinking and boating. Boobs out at the beach.
Who cares about the next quarterback? It's time for fun in the sun.
I gotta say, even when I made this today, even I was like, all right, this is getting real obnoxious. Like, I know I said, like, I don't know, I promised this is gonna get out of control. I'm gonna be blowing you every day, day in, day out, leading into the Super Bowl. But even I, like, working on this stupid thing this morning, I was like, all right, what am I doing? Like, a grown-ass man singing this children's song.
We've only run it like 7 times today, but that's what you get. That's why I'm sorry. I do not think it's you let the greatest of all time walk out the door. He's still playing. He's in the Super Bowl. Your team blows. You have no quarterback. It's the big scouting weekend. It's the one true chance to get a look at these guys, and you're on vacation. Like, what do they expect? This isn't Orlando. We're not in freaking San Diego. People care, and they get angry about the thing, and that's just the way it is. So, sorry. But, again, I just want to reiterate, the boobs out at the beach is in reference to Bill. Not Linda. Okay, just FYI.
Yeah, Brady's the goat, and Bill smells like one.
Back to your calls on everything. It's an agenda-free Friday, so everything is on the table. Tom and Quincy on the Red Sox. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I want to talk about these off-season moves by Bloom, but real quick, that last call about the cut the cord thing. As a cable guy for 20 years, nothing aggravates me more than the term cut the cord. It aggravates me as much as the goat talk to Maz. So that guy needs to settle down. As far as this, watching Bloom assemble this team this year, like, I feel like it's almost equivalent to just like opening a vein and just bleeding out slowly. Every position, every move he's done, the team we're going to be watching is platoon at every position, pitches that majority of them just suck all together, or they're reclamation projects, or they gamble in this way, gamble in that way. Close it by committee, all this crap. And they are turning into the Tampa Bay Rays. And my fear now, when was the last time the Tampa Bay Rays actually drew any kind of talent to the team as opposed to grooming the talent on that team? And I can't watch that product. That's going to disgust me to no end.
It's a good point, Tom. It's a great question, because I saw a thing on Twitter, I don't know, a week ago, 10 days ago, before they signed Garrett Richards, that over the last 2 years, the Red Sox had signed 8 free agents for a total of $8 million. Okay, which to me is scary. And so, but it led me to sort of what he said, which is, okay, fine. So they're in this little period where they've got to rebuild. I get it. Has Bloom ever signed a premium free agent? Like, does he know how to do it? Because, and I know you say, well, you didn't have the money. Okay, fine. But I also look at some of the guys they pursued, and it felt to me like they missed on a lot of guys that they wanted. Yep, they were interested in Charlie Morton, but they drew the line and he went to the Braves. Or they went to they were interested in John Lester, but yep, you know, he ended up going to the Nationals for no money at all. So, or they wanted Corey Kluber, but he went for 11. They signed Richards for 10. So I do worry about when it comes to, you know, the point, whatever that is, that they got to really extend. Is he going to do it? And I don't know. I mean, I think it's a legitimate concern to have.
Or does he know how?
Right, like, exactly.
Like, does he know how to pick players at that level?
Yeah, right. I wonder.
He's so used to picking the other thing. Pedro and Peabody on the Celtics. Go ahead, Pedro.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys, what do you think the best route here for the Celtics is with the trade deadline coming up? Thank you.
Okay. Pretty broad question, Maz.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would use that exception if I were them. You know, and I think they can use it in the offseason, too,
on
right?
What? What type? So I don't need a name, but you tell me what kind of player.
Okay, so somebody threw out, I said, again, I'm going by, you know, what I've seen on Twitter, for crying out loud. But New Orleans might be willing to move, and the names that were thrown out there are Lonzo Ball, Bledsoe, Redick. I would say yes on anyone but Bledsoe. I have no interest in Eric Bledsoe. I think he's a dog. So I have no interest. And Redick would fit. He's a sniper. I mean, Redick's one of the great shooters, you know, in the history of the league. I mean, he's not Steph Curry, but Redick can really shoot. So I would take a shot on a guy like that, absolutely.
If you brought in Redick, though, wouldn't that kind of stunt the growth of Peyton Pritchard?
Who cares about that?
Well, I do, because I think he can play. I know you don't, but
different player, though, Murray.
That feels like, can you find a big? Like, that's the thing.
Okay,
and of those three, I don't know. I don't mind Ball. He's a good facilitator. Actually, I think he's underrated defensively.
Yeah, I would prefer a big, too. I'm just going by, you throw names at me, and I'll tell you, you want to go get a guy who can snipe, I'll take a sniper, too. And Redick is a spot-up guy. You know, he's not a guy that's going to handle the ball a lot. He's going to catch and shoot. And so, I, you know, to me, I've always liked Redick. He's a liability on the defensive end, but he can shoot the lights out. And those guys, to me, I love guys like that.
Okay, Curtis and Lynn has something for us on the Pats. Hi, Curtis.
Gentlemen, listen. This will solidify. This will just bring it all home. If Belichick gets Garoppolo back here next year, first of all, how did getting a quarterback that the entire league passed on do for you guys last year? How'd that work out this past season? You know, the quarterback that the entire league passed on. If they bring back Garoppolo, it ends it, and he falls on his face with his handpicked guy. That's it. There is no wiggle. There's no other room for deviation except for you to come to the conclusion that it was all Tom Brady. If Bill Belichick rode the coattails, please get Garoppolo, because this team will fall on its face, because Garoppolo is Mr. Glass. And you know, for the M. Night Shyamalan fans, Tom Brady would be Mr. Unbreakable. So
At the end of the day, if they bring back Garoppolo here and he falls on his face, Bill's 3 years of, oh, he gets to, you know, because he's earned 3 years with his track record, 6 years. It's 1 year.
Curtis, I got it. He wins or he loses. Yep, you're right.
I mean, that would be the beauty of Jimmy G in a lot of ways. You know,
if it works.
Yeah.
He wins. He was right. I had it all along. If he can't play, and I know there's nuances there, but we will ignore the nuances. And it will be a clear, I had the guy, or my plan from the beginning sucked, and we were wrong to let Brady go. The whole thing, there's going to be a winner or a loser, and that's it.
Well, and also, there's a, you know, it would feel to me like if they went and got Garoppolo, there's at least something more of a plan there than going with Newton and just waiting to see what the last thing was on the table.
The only thing you don't get to do is what Murray and a lot of people do is, you know, Garoppolo gets the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl and he's winning and then, you know, falls on his face the last two drives and says, see, it didn't work. That's not what you're allowed to do. If the team's successful, and we all know what that will look like, then he wins. And if they're not successful, he's not.
Why do you get to make the rules?
Well, I'm just saying, to me, winning, does Brady need to win a Super Bowl next Sunday to prove that he was right about this thing?
No.
Okay, then Garoppolo doesn't have to win the Super Bowl here to prove Bill was right. That's all I'm saying. Let's be consistent.
Oh, no. I happen to agree with you. I was just asking a question.
No. I was just getting agitated with Murray.
For no reason. Like, we'll know it when we see it. I'm not ready. Look, I was right. Thus far, I've been right about Garoppolo. We'll see what it looks like when he comes back.
You're completely wrong about Garoppolo.
Oh. I mean, he's about to get cut for nothing after failing in the Super Bowl, and the coaches didn't trust him in the run in that Super Bowl. But, you know, it's okay.
So, Murray, you know, to be consistent then, if Brady loses next Sunday, I get to say, see, he can't win it all without Bill Belichick.
But I know you don't believe that, so it won't matter.
No. I can believe it in a second, easily. If Tom Brady's okay, his coaches suck and they lose the game, see, Brady needed Belichick. But I'm not going to do that because
you're above it.
I'm fair. I am. I am above that. I'm not there in the morass with the rest of you people.
I got to find this Ben Sterling guy in San Francisco.
Kevin in Charlotte. What do you got, Kevin?
Hey, so I know this was 20 years ago, but going back to when Belichick resigned from the Jets, he said in his conference that he left because the last time he was a head coach of a team in transition, it wasn't a good experience. So I feel like skipping the Senior Bowl is not really putting himself in a good position for a better experience this time. And real quick, I do have a little bit of intel on Belichick's whereabouts. It's not a dark brown check mark, but maybe a light brown or tan. I was listening to a podcast last week. Some guys ran into him on a boat in Jupiter, Florida with Linda.
Okay, well, I mean, those pictures didn't look like Jupiter to me. Florida's much flatter than that, but wherever it is, he ain't in Alabama.
Florida's not nearly that pretty.
No, it's not even close.
That rat hole.
You see a wet t-shirt contest in the background there? No, I didn't. Anthony's in Easton on the Celts. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's try one more time. Anthony, you're up next on Felger and Maz. Go.
Yeah. I have a few Celtics fans out there. Jaylen Brown is your best player. So I'm tired of hearing trade proposals to get rid of him, Bradley Beal, who literally plays no defense and takes a million shots a game to average 34 points a game. Like, I just don't understand the trade. And I'm just tired of the disrespect on Jaylen Brown. I'll hang up and let
Oh, my God.
You guys
so, wait, hold on. You're claiming that Celtics fans disrespect Jaylen Brown? Celtics fans have him as a first team all. Do you watch and listen to the Celtics coverage? You think Celtics media is like, or Boston media or Boston Celtics followers are dismissing Jaylen Brown or any Celtic for that matter? For crying out loud, this stupid rookie out of Oregon came here and played well for like 12 minutes and made three plays, and he was Steve Nash. Now you're talking people are disrespecting any Celtic? What are you talking about? Who are you listening to?
I think he's mad at Gasper. That's the beef he has, because he'd be trading him for Bradley Beal.
Probably.
Good God.
It's probably what it is.
Roberts in Worcester.
Can't say anything now without pissing off someone.
No, let's do it. We got 60 seconds left to piss off some more people. Go ahead, Robert in Worcester. You're frozen. Jimmy, pop him up on line 7. Hi. Go ahead.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I got several comments. I'll try to make it quick. I agree with you, Maz. The debate between Belichick and Brady is over. And let me elaborate. I think when Brady first started playing for Belichick is a defensive mind. Brady started studying film, just as much as Belichick did. And he became, I think that right now Brady is the best offensive mind in the game. And not only does Brady get more credit for the success of the Patriots, but I think that the offensive coordinator, what's his name? McDaniels, one of the things that I notice when McDaniels puts a game plan together, his first three...
Robert, you can't pronounce it like a new sandwich at the fast food restaurant.
No, he changed it to Nick Daniels.
Yeah, I thought it was him saying
Nick Daniels.
Nick Daniels.
He turned it into two names.
Oh, that was perfect.
So that's what it was. I thought it was two words like the new McRib.
Yeah.
It's the McDaniels.
Yeah, he might have even said Nick. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the coordinator, Nick Daniels. Is he one of the Daniels brothers?
Are we done yet? Are we there? Final word comes your way next. Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, I guess we have something new from Hardy here that's labeled Goat Combo. Goat Combo.
Oh, boy.
So hit it, Jimmy.
Here we go.
Yeah. Nick Daniels.
So when this guy called the other day, I almost fell off my chair. He said goat so many times. I was like, holy crap, I am so done with the whole goat talk. And look, I get it. I'm not saying we shouldn't discuss Brady as being the best ever. Yeah, he's the best of all time. Felger, he's the boat. But the guy said goat so many times the other day, I wanted to smash my head against the wall. I mean, you guys tell me, maybe I'm oversensitive to this. Murray, you tell me.
No, I've even found myself saying it recently, and I want to throw myself down a flight of stairs because it's just, it's overused. Anyone that's done anything relatively well, they get called the goat.
You've abused it.
Ow! Me in the goat.
On one of these national shows talking about the upcoming Super Bowl, one of these guys was like, yeah, it's the goat versus the baby goat.
Yeah, he's the goat. And you're a jackass. You're a moron. You're an idiot. If you're using the term goat, you're a jackass.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, I'm so sick of the whole goat thing. It's like, it's become so, you know, like, yeah, he's the goat.
All right, so, like I said, mixed emotions here. Normal times. We'd be packing up Sunday to head to Florida for the week.
Right.
But that ain't going to happen. So instead, it's Super Bowl week remotely like everyone else is going to be doing. It should be a good week, though. If the Patriots thought this week was rocky, it's just going to get worse next week because there'll still be a boatload of interviews. There'll still be all the chat, all of it. It's all
It's still going to come to a head next week. It's not going to be pretty.
I told you, if Subway calls offering up Bill, we got to put in for that.
Of course.
Yeah, and there'll be all kinds of stuff. Quarterback rumors. There's no coaching rumors left. Although I was thinking, Murray, I think there's a better chance of Nick Daniels getting a job than Josh McDaniels.
And I don't know if Subway's going to be calling around for anyone to be doing interviews with anyone this week. They have their own problems. Apparently their tuna isn't tuna. There was like this whole thing.
What is it?
Not tuna.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah, no, there's this whole lawsuit now that people have figured out it's actually not tuna. It might not even be fish.
Oh,
I still think it's delicious, but...
Oh, brother.
We won't ask Bill about that if we get him on. Either way, a couple good games over the weekend, though. The
right.
Bruins and Chara on Saturday night, and the Celtics-Lakers Saturday
Yeah, very
night.
Good.
Okay, so Bruins here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics will switch over to, I keep forgetting, is it 92.9?
Yes.
92.9 for the Celtics and the Lakers. We're back Monday to talk about those ball games and get you started on your Super Bowl prep week for real. Maz, Murray, Stu, Lanny, everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Likewise. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.